Likutis Siches Chelik Chav Beis Achrei Aleph. The Sicha discusses the din. A Kohen Gadol normally a whole year wears Shmeina B'Gadim. A Kohen Hedid wears Dalet B'Gadim, and a Kohen Gadol wears Shmeina B'Gadim. On Yom Kippur, he wore Dalet B'Gadim for the Aveda, which was connected to the Aveda of Yom Kippur. The Aveda of Yom Kippur required that he should wear Dalet B'Gadim. And this gather of the Dalet B'Gadim, which he wore for Aveda of Yom Kippur, the Rebbe is going to discuss a Chiddush in Pshat and Rashi and explain a Machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam in the Havana of this din of wearing Dalet B'Gadim for the Aveda of Yom Kippurim. B'tchilas Parshoseinu was where they're sailed Vayemer Hashem El Meisha, Dabir El Aaron Gamer, Val Yavi B'choleis El HaKedish Gamer, and then the next Pasuk continues, B'zeis Yavi Aaron El HaKedish, Shteitin Pasuk, Ksenes Bat Kedish Yilbash Gamer. And the Pasuk continues and says the four B'Gadim, Ksenes Bat Kedish Yilbash, Michnes Yavad Yilbash Absorei, so he speaks about the four B'Gadim. Shtelt Zich Rashi of the Verte Ksenes Bat Gamer, Und is mefarish magid she'eini mishamish lifnim b'shmoyne b'godim shu mishamish behem b'chutz sheyesh behem zof. So this pasuk is telling us k'senes bat kedesh yilbosh etc. michnas ibad, in other words, that you're wearing michnas ibad. So it's telling us eini mishamish lifnim b'shmoyne b'godim shu mishamish behem b'chutz. Which why not? What's the havanas advarim? Because sheyesh behem zof. And what's the problem of the Zov? If you shein kateger, nasis aneger. Ela barbo ke koin hedyet, v'kulon shel butz. Is nochamol. So the Pasuk says, ksein is bad, goymer. And Rashi says, magid, she'ene mishamish lifnim, b'shmeine begodim, shu mishamish ben bachutz, she'esh ben zov, if you shein kateger, nasis aneger. Ela barbo ke koin hedyet, v'kulon shel butz. The Pashtus is the Pshat and Pirush Rashi, the Rebbe brings Mepharshim. Pashtus is the Pshat and Pirush Rashi. A kumdo far emferin, vodosh tei der tzivu yef onton de begodim, ksenes bat kedish yilbosh gamer, big de kedish aim gamer uloveshom, vi anay yizach, achidush dover. Like when you read the Pasuk starts telling you that bezeis yav yarnu la kedish, and then it says, michnes yivad yilvish obsari, l'chure, it's telling us about the begodim. B'shaz, das ist Shem Afurish, noch ein Parshat Tetzave. Sei der Ätzem Chiyuv zu machen, die Begodim, und sei der Chiyuv, sie zu trogen. Beweim ala Ilmei, die Begishtam ala Mizbech, die Shoriz Bakedish, will Yisov, will Meisu, in other words, you have to wear the Begodim. So in Parshat Tetzave, tells you the whole Arichus of the Chiyuv of making the Begodim, and then the Chiyuv of wearing the Begodim. When the Aaron and the Kenim go into the Beis HaMikdash, they have to wear the Begodim. So what's the Chiddush over here? So Vayovim Chalisa Lakedish, then it says Bezeis Yaviyarna Lakedish, which Bezeis Yaviyarna Lakedish speaks about the Korbonis, certain Korbonis, the Parben Bokal Lechatis, Vayel Eila. Then it tells you about the Begodim. Pskilo over here is Psachidush, that there's big de Kohuna. Vos Gitsu der Tzivuido Bamdibo La'arn. L'chura, we know about that. There's a Chiv of big de Kohuna. Therefore, it's Rashi Mevayr, Adar Posse Kumdo Tzuzog Magit. Nis zu is rechnen de big de kohune und der ziva mit darf sie anton wenn mir geht allein zu ton da wird es bakedisch. Nor is the fact that there are big de kohune and the fact that you have to wear the big de kohune when you go to Beis HaMikdash, that's something we already know from Parshas Tzava. Nor as er darf anton blaze di begodim. Nor is the point of this pasuk is not to tell us which begodim he should wear. It's more than a get to tell us which begodim he shouldn't wear. Whereas in Parshas Tetzave, we know that he has to wear 8 begodim. And over here he's saying, no, that he shouldn't be wearing 8 begodim, because he shouldn't be wearing the begodim which has zov. And af onton blaze di begodim. Unit the shmeine begodim, wegen welchem had gelernt free in Parshas Tetzave. As in Zeh is Aaron mishamish alamo. So be kitzer. So the Pashto Pshat in the Pasuk is, we have a Pasuk, and the Pasuk is telling us that the Aaron comes in with Karbonis, and then the Pasuk starts telling us the Big Day Kohuna. So the question is, Lahura, Big Day Kohuna? We learned about Big Day Kohuna. We learned about Big Day Kohuna in Parshas Tetzaveh. It told us about the Big Day Kohuna. It told us about that Aaron, that you have to wear Big Day Kohuna when you do the Aveda. So that Rashi explains, no, the Pasuk is not telling us the Musig of Big Day Kohuna. Fakar, the Pasuk over here is telling us, Bezeis Yavi Aaron, no, not Bezeis is really going in the Karbonis. But the Pasuk is telling us, Seinus bat kedesh yilbash means only these begadim and not the other begadim. Why? Because they're big dezov and in kateger nasasanik. So that's what Rashi is saying. Magid, the magid is not to tell us what yeah, but rather what not. Magid she'enim mishamish lifnim d'shmeina begadim shemishamish ben bachutz. In other words, he's not telling us that you have to wear these begadim. They have to wear these begadim. That's poshut. The chiddush fakert is that you don't wear the other begadim. That's how the Rebbe brings also from a farsha. B'davno chaba farshtein. Hesofas tevas magid in Pirush Rashi is b'derech klal in afal when the in was Rashi zok shteitnish b'pshat ha-posig mefurish. Nor magid. Der posig kum zu zog na gewisse zach neisev if dem was a zog befeirish. Now Rebbe brings the gmois. We'll go back to it. It brings the Gemois in this episode is Bekama Mekemes. That the word Magid is not the Pshat, there's a Pasuk. And there's, you know, there's the Pashta Pshat that the Pasuk says. You know, just you read the Pasuk, you know what the Pasuk says. But if sometimes the Pasuk is saying something more than what it says, Bepashtus. So it's Magid, and knows this Pasuk is telling us, is alluding, maybe more than alluding, but it's telling us something which is not Befeish. That's what the Rebbe is saying is the rule of the word magid. It don't it verstandig, der inyan, as er tut on nor arbo begodim, unit shmeine begodim, steht befeish in dem Pasuk. Notice, the word, the Rebbe is asking on the word magid. There's ein achinami, l'churi, you have a kasha, what's the pshat, that l'churi, we know about the begodim, we learned about the begodim, what's coming on here? So the answer is no, the Pasuk over here is telling us, that you wear only four begadim, but bam is the pasuk says so mefurish. The pasuk says the mentions the four begadim. So notice the chiddush of the pasuk is that you wear four begadim as opposed to eight begadim. But the Rebbe is saying that the word magid seems to imply that it's not something which is mefurish. It's keilu mefurish is one thing, and there is a magid. So the Rebbe is asking, what's this magid over here? L'chura das pash pshat and pasuk. Of course, I mean, Rashi could explain that the chiddush of the pasuk. Rashi could say that's the chiddush of the pasuk, but again, that's the chiddush of the pashto pshat in the pasuk. That's the shaila the Rebbe is asking on the word magid. Eich davon verstehen, der siyum von loshen Rashi, where Rashi fears zuis ela barbo kikoyin hedyed v'kulin shalbutz. So magid, you know, there's magid that he's. That ain't a mishamish lifnim b'shmeina begodim shemishamish ben bachutz, and then he fears who is ela barbo kikain hedyit v'kulin shalbutz. So the Rebbe is asking Aleph mezetn posik adozayn uzgerechn darbo begodim. If was daf Rashi zogn, in other words, ela barbo begodim. What's in the obviously? You just read. If you read the posik, you see that you ain't a mishamish. In other words. You're not mishamish, the chiddush of the pasuk, and there's the chiddush of this pasuk is you're not mishamish b'shein main of begodim, and you're only mishamish with these begodim that are mentioned here. And the begodim that are mentioned here is arbo begodim. So what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush of Rashi? Rashi is saying ela barbo, kilups Rashi being mechadish arbo. It's obviously the ela with these. No, you could like I have said, ain't a mishamish b'shein begodim. Ela with the begodim that are mentioned here. Base. Was is er meisiv u mechadish ki kein hedyit? Me veist ach shem from Friya, parshas to tzave, as a kein hedyit trok nor arbo begodim. What is that adding? The point of the pasuk is to tell us that you don't wear all eight begodim, you only wear these begodim. Now, how many are these? You count. You read the look at the pasuk, you see that's four. And the fact that a kein hedyit wears four, we also know that. It's not a psachidush. So what are you hearing by saying you only wear four begadim like a kohen hedyot? That's like a kohen hedyot. Whereas the point is, you only wear these begadim that are mentioned in the pasuk. If you count them, you see they're four. And if you count the ones by a kohen hedyot, you also know they're four. Was is there meisiv mechadish ki kohen hedyot? Meveis tochshem from frir in pasha tetzava as a kohen hedyot trok nor fir begadim. In other words, what are you adding by saying kikain hedyit? What is it changing? Is it changing the halacha? The halacha is that you wear these four begadim. The fact that a kain hedyit also wears these four begadim, the chur is not relevant. And then, dalit v'kulon shalbutz. Eshtet befeilishon pasik. Bayedren fundi dalit begadim. as the zayin from bad. Vaser Rashi meisiv v'kulin shel butz. So b'kitzer, we have over here a pasuk. The pasuk says, let's go over it again. The pasuk says that al yavi b'cholesa lakedush. Then it says b'zeis yavi yarna lakedush. It tells you the korbanos b'par b'bokel chatas v'ayla elo. And then it says the begadim that he wears ksenis bat kedush. So Rashi comes and explains magid that ene mishamish lefnim b'shmeine begadim shem mishamish ben b'chutz. What's Rashi saying? So the Rebbe brings from the Farshim that the Pshat is, there's the Musig of Bigdi Kohuna we learn in Pashat Tetzav. So what's coming over here all of a sudden and telling us about the din of a Bigdi Kohuna? So Rashi says, no, the Pasuk over here is not coming to tell us the Musig of Bigdi Kohuna. We know that. Fakir, the Pasuk over here is coming to tell us which Bigdi Kohuna he shouldn't wear. Magid that she'enim mishamish lifnim b'shmeinim begodim shum mishamish b'chutz. In other words, we know about big dikuhuna of a kein gadol of shmeinim begodim that we learn in Pashat Tetzava. And this pasuk is teaching us enim mishamish lifnim b'shmeinim begodim shum mishamish b'chutz because lifi sheyesh b'mzov and ein kategen nasa saneger. Nervos you do arba kein had. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. That's the pshat that Rashi is airing. So you shouldn't ask what's l'chura. We learned about big dikuna. Now we're learning again about big dikuna. What's the chiddush over here? The answer is faker. The chiddush over here is not what he wears. It's more of a chiddush what he doesn't wear. But the Rebbe is asking l'chura. The word magid is normally used when Rashi is saying something that the pasuk is teaching us, which doesn't say meferish. L'chura, what Rashi says meferish. It says Michnasei Bad. It says Ksenis Bat Kedush Yigna Yilbash Michnasei. But I'm sorry, Avni Bidyachger Mustafa is Bad Yitznei. And others, it says Befedish. So Eina Chinami, the Havana of what's going on in this pasuk, Rashi could explain, saying, "No, we're not coming to tell us what he should wear. He's telling us what he shouldn't wear." But the Rebbe is asking on the word Magid. Magid seems to say telling us something which doesn't say Befedish. And l'chura, what Rashi is saying, the pasuk is saying, says mefesh. That's the first question. And then, b'negiah, the end of the pasuk, the end of the Rashi, where Rashi says that ela barbo kikein hedyet v'kulun shalbutz. So the Rebbe tells us, first of all, ela barbo, the word barbo, l'chura, is not necessary. L'chura, it's poshet. That's what it says in the pasuk. Pasuk mentions four begadim. Because you're not going to wear all the begadim that the kein gadol normally wears, the shmeina begadim, but you're only going to wear these begadim. So you count it, you see it's arba. And also, what's in the ger that it's kikein hedyet? What does that add? What does that add to the havanas advarim? That it's kikein hedyet? L'chura, what's in the ger that a kein hedyet wears a kein, four begadim? L'chura, l'maynaf kemina. What's the chiddush of this kikein hedyet? L'maynaf kemina that it's kikein hedyet? And also when Rashi adds v'kulon shalbutz is also l'chura, not necessary. Because the pasuk clearly says, but. That's the shailas that the Rebbe is asking on this Rashi. Se'iv gimu. L'chura volt me gikant learnen as Rashi kum sheil zayn goran and the pirush. Now Rashi is coming to tell us pshat in the pasuk, which is being sheil a possibility of learning pshat in the pasuk. We know in Parshas Tetzave that there's eight begodim. All of a sudden over here, the pasuk is mentioning four begodim. So the chura, what would be the attitude to understand? So there would be an attitude to think that Be'emes, l'chura, over there, it says you have to wear eight begodim, and those begodim are l'chavad l'sefaros. Is to understand that Pitam Ol Yom Kippur, which is the holiest day, it's a special day, and you need a special kapar of the kein gadol. So dafka on that day, he's not going to have begodim l'kavod l'sefaros. That's l'chura rachik from poshet way of thinking. Elamai. So what are you going to think pshat in the pasuk? So you'd be medayik that over there the pasuk says the word sheish. Now sheish means pishton, and over here it says bad michnasi bad ksein is bad. Over here, it also means pishton. But there's a musik to say that when the pishton says sheish, so then it has to be made up of six threads. Each thread is made up of threads. The shizurim, six threads. Mashenkin the Rebbe brings from the halacha from the Rambam. We'll go into it a little bit more in the Horus. Mashenkin, when it says bat, so the word bat could mean even one thread. So maybe that's the chiddush over here. So in those Ba'amas, there's a svara to say that Aaron King Godel came in with all eight begadim. Elamai, what is the pasuk saying? Ksenis bad yilbash. He means to say that the Pishton was different, these begadim as opposed to the begadim of the Shemayna begadim. The other ones were Sheish Moshzar, and these were Bat. That would be a Svara to say, and that would take away the Chiddush that notice, comes out of Chiddush, that Dafka on Yom Kippur, Aaron didn't have Shemayna begadim. That would be a Svara. And that's where Rashi is coming, Magid, to tell us not like that, and saying, no, that's not the Pshat. The pshat is that he's only wearing four begadim and not six begadim. In other words, the magid of Rashi is not coming stamazei akasha lechura. We learned about the begadim in Tetzave, what's coming on in the begadim over here. And the teretz is that the chiddush over here is not what you should wear, but what you shouldn't wear. Fakert, there would be a svar to say that this pasuk is not telling us what you shouldn't wear. There would be a svar to say that this pasuk is Taka telling us that you wear eight begadim, but however, these four begadim, you shouldn't use it made out of sheish, but rather made out of bad. And that's Rashi's bavarning. No, that's not the pshat. That's not the pshat. The pshat is not. The pshat is that you Taka don't wear all eight begadim. You only wear the four begadim. That would be a svara, and that would be also a chiddush in magid. Magid means like it's a chiddush mshat. A chiddush mshat. But the Rebbe is not going to accept this svara. Let's read Sif Gimel. The Chura Volt Migi can't learn as Rashi kumt shales and got another pirsh. Learn and dig the posik, Xenus Bat Kedish Gamer, Volt Migi can zogen, Ayes am a beishem from Pasha to Tzave, as Aaron King Godel, Hot Shmein Abogod, Vase Alla Zaina Lechovid Lusiforis. So this eight begodim which come with Covid Lusiforis. If we kumt is as Bamarangi and Achis Bashonel, the Kedish Akadoshim, so Loronto nor fear from the begodim. We need the other fear. Memayid zayin and the lekavod l'sefaros. That's something which is l'chura chidush. In other words, the lekavod l'sefaros of the king godel demands eight begodim. And even though the Rebbe Bavoran's in order 12 that by king head it also says lekavod l'sefaros. But it's pashut that the madrega of lekavod l'sefaros of the eight begodim is greater than the madrega of lekavod l'sefaros of the four begodim. And mainly, if the king God all years wears eight begodim, the pastus would be is that on Yom Kippur he'll also wear eight begodim. Mitzad dem volt me gelernt, at the pasuk kumt nit zogen as the darf onton nor di fear begodim, vorm si poshtel as the darf onton be mekolshkin van agantz yor alish mein begodim, and we see mashma for adam meforshim atera that's not la halacha, but that's how they want to learn in pshat. In pshat is a svara to say that if he wears eight begodim all year, so certainly on Kippur he should wear eight begodim. What is the pasuk only mentioning four begodim? So the answer is the pasuk kum zogen der shinui should be yemei kippurim. And what is the shinui? Adidalet begodim darfen zayin demels beyemei kippurim andish. There's these four begodim which weren't made out of gold, and they were made out of pishton, should be different than the four begodim a whole year. What's the difference? Agantzior, Zayn the Dalad Godim, Vigazokn Pasha Tetzave, Haksein Sheish, Bitznefesh Sheish, Vavnit Gamer, Given Sheish Mozdor. What Sheish Mozdor means? Means Pishton, which is the strands that are put together, are spun together, and that's how they're made. Masha'enkim, Biema Kippurim, is Ksein is bad. So that would be like a way of learning. The Rebbe is saying that would be like a normal way of thinking. That Be'emes, the Pasuk doesn't mean to say you only wear these Dalad Begodim. The Pasuk is only saying that these Dalad Begodim, instead of being Sheish Moshzor, which means that each thread has six strands in it, and they're spun together with six strands, but rather it should be bad. Bad means one strand, which will get involved in the Horus more.
Und das ist Rashi Shelo mit seinem Pirish Magid Chulu. Nicht wie man hat gekannt lernen, aber der Passig ist nur Mefare der Shinoi, welche ist nur in der Dalet Godin, aber er nicht Shelo, der Levische von der anderen Dalet Godin. That's how you could go on learning Chumash and think that by Amos you have to attack aware all eight Begodim. And the reason why these four Begodim I mentioned is because these four Begodim, there's a special din. What's a special din? That opposed to all year, which you use Sheish Marzor, this now you only use Bat. Nor ain't, so Rashi says, no, that's not the Pshat. Nor ain't the Mishamish Lefnim B'Shmeinu B'Godim. They're posik kum Sheil Zayin the B'Godim Shemishamish Ben Bachutz. Sorry, they're posik kum Sheil Zayin the B'Godim Shemishamish Ben Bachutz El Barbo Kikein Hedit. There would be a svara to say that the pasuk is not being shalul wearing eight begodim. You do wear eight begodim. It's just that these four begodim, so instead of having sheish mazzar or sheish, you'd have bot. So on that, Rashi is saying, no, magid, not like you would think that this pasuk is only speaking about these four begodim, but in reality you wear all eight begodim. Nor eine mishamish lefnim b'shmeinu begodim. Their pasuk, kum shalul zayin, the begodim shemishamish ben bachutz, and that would like, what would you gain by this pshat? By this pshat, you would gain the chiddush, the magid. The Rebbe asked on the word magid. Magid, that l'chura magid means the psachiddush over here. L'chura, what Rashi says in the pasuk. Good. Maybe you have to bavaran to explain how the shtim is what it says in Pashat Tzava. But the word magid l'chura doesn't shtim because it's not a chiddush. They're saying, no, it is a chiddush. Because the pasuk itself, you'd be able to learn differently. Masha'inkein, Magid, this is telling, Rashi is telling us that the pasuk is teaching us that you're not mishamish only barbo begodim and not bishmeinu begodim. But on that, the Rebbe also doesn't accept this pirish. Aber, eich, der pirish is shver, bal nesiv lezeh, was eich le pirish zeh, nit glatik, dey sofa magid. But im sof is Rashi nit mesiv, if I'm a furish bepasuk. Er blei shel la pirish mute, nit vid mashmois at kosuf. Is nesiv of them. Notice, first of all, the Rebbe is saying the word magid again, even though it's a chiddush pshat, but pshat is what pshat is a chiddush pshat. There would be a place to make a mistake that this is pshat, and Rashi is telling you, no, this is pshat. In other words, that the other pshat is not the real mashmoyis apostle, and this is the real mashmoyis apostle. But ultimately, what Rashi is saying is the mashmoyis apostle. He's saying this is what the pasuk is saying. He's not saying that pasuk is telling us something which doesn't say in the Pashtus HaPasik. So the word Magid, the Rebbe is maintaining, Nem is only in a case where you're telling me something which doesn't say. The fact that you could have learned Pshat in this Pasik differently, you could have made a mistake and learned the Pshat Pasik differently, and therefore Rashi is telling you the right Pshat in the Pasik, doesn't justify the word Magid. So that's the Pshat in the Pasik. Pshat in the Pasik is that you wear these four begodim. And also, the Rebbe says, besides that problem, so the Rebbe also has a problem, if that's what Rashi is bavarning. So when the Rebbe, when the Rashi finishes off, the kulin shel butz, the sim from Pirush Rashi, kikein hedid, the kulin shel butz, is nit nor iberik, which the Rebbe asked already before, nor the sagosh adgoshev lehepach. In other words, the whole point is that Rashi is saying that the chiddush of this pasik, is that you don't wear the eight, you only wear the four. Now you could have learned that the chiddush of the pasuk is not that you don't wear the eight, but you don't wear the four, but rather the chiddush of the pasuk is what type of pishton you use. Now that Rashi is saying, no, Magid, that the chiddush of the pasuk is that you don't wear the eight, you don't wear the four. So l'chura, that's the main point of Rashi. So if that's the vart, so Rashi shouldn't have finished off and saying what kind of pishton you use. I know, elishal boots. Elishal boots sounds like, What are you using? L'chura fakert, Rashi is trying to say, don't think that the pasuk is only trying to tell us what you're using, Nachabo. The siyum from Pirush Rashi, kikein hedit, v'kulin shel butz, is nit nor iberik, like he has before, nor dosa ad goshev lehepach. As gita mokam litis, as the chidush from pasuk is indeed dal begodim, was the pasuk grechent yeis, as kulin shel butz. Then Rashi Firzu is kulin shel butz is like telling us a chiddush in these four begodim. Heipachanal in Pirush Rashi, adir chiddush from pasuk is blaze, and them was a truck nid the under fear being dissolved. So if the whole point of Rashi is to bring out that don't think that Pshat in this pasuk is to tell us something about the Dalit, what he's going to be wearing, but he's not being shailed the other four, and Rashi is saying, no maggot, that he is being shailed the other four, so by saying he is being shailed the other four, so it's like a little bit modna, that Rashi should theorize v'kulan shalbutz, which the words v'kulan shalbutz seems to imply that he's bavarning what these four are going to be, which is a little bit shail, the must, that it must be that he's being shail with the other eight. I'll call upon him, this is the shaila that the Rebbe is asking. The nekuda of the shaila is that l'chura, what's the magid? What's the magid over here? What's the chidush over here? And also, what's the arbo, and kibig the hedyet, and the kulun shalbutz, what's the chidush of these three inyan? In Sif Gimel, the Rebbe points out that in Pasha Tetzaveh it says Hakseinu Sheish Mitznefesh Sheish. Use the Lashon Sheish. Mashenken over here it says Kseinu Zbat Kedesh Yilbash Michnasei Bad. So over there it says Sheish, and over there it says Bad. So the Rebbe was Matzia that there is a svara to say that Be'emes the Kain Gadol wears all Shmeina Begadim on Yom Kippur. Now we're talking about Derech Hapshat. The Kain Gadol wears all Shmeina Begadim on Yom Kippur. Aye, so what's the Chiddush over here of this Pasuk? The Big Day Kohuna we already learned in Pashas Tetzaveh. So the answer is, because in Pashas Tetzaveh over there it says, Kseinus Sheish, Mitznefesh Sheish. So that means that it's Shazur Mishesh. Mashenken over here it says, Kseinus Bad. Memela, since it says Kseinus Bad, so Memela it's only one. It's only one thread. It's not Shazur, it's not spun from a number of threads, it's only one thread. That was the Hatzor, that would be the possibility of Pshat in the Pasuk, and therefore Rashi is coming to say Magid, to say that no, that's not the Pshat in the Pasuk, but the Pshat in the Pasuk is that he doesn't wear all Shmeina Begadim. Now when the Rebbe was Matziah that Pshat, so in Ha'aris 17, the Rebbe says, Ulohoyer, Shegam al derech halacha, Nazari Kosev Rambam, Hilchis Klei Amigdash, Peirik Ches Halacha Yudalit, Kol Mokum Shnat Teres Sheish, a sheish mozor tzorich sheyeh chut kofel shisha. However, umakim shenamer bad imhoye chut echad levadi kosher. But the Rambam elish berambam sham misayim umitzvah menamufcher sheyeh kofel shisha. Even when it says bad, so in other words, this musig that's over here it says sheish, and therefore it means that it should be a thread which is spun from six threads. Mashainkin over here that it says bad, it's only one thread, it's not stamep sasvara. It's a svara which is lahalacha. The Rambam says it lahalacha, that when it says sheish, it's six, and when it says bad, it's one. However, that's the shita sarambam. Avol, on that, the Rebbe Tzeichen Zon, that Rashi and Zvachim comes out that even when it says bad, also has to be sheish. That even when it says bad, it also has to be sheish. And even b'diavad, the Rebbe Tzeichen Zon, the Mishnah Melech talks about it, talks about this Rashi and b'negei the Prati Advarim. But I'll call upon him, the Mikudas Advarim is that this Svara, the Rebbe is not naming the Svara on Aliba Damas. He's saying that maybe that's where Rashi is coming to be Shail. That's what Rashi is coming to be Shail. And on that, the Rebbe says, no, if that's what Rashi is coming to be Shail, so the word Magid, Pasnish, and also the fact that he finishes off a Kulan Shalbutz, also it does showing that that's not what Rashi is coming about. But that just the idea that this is... Knows that there is a havamina to think in this such a line is not stama havamina, it's a havamina which is based on shita saram, that's shita shenim, that say that bam is when it says sheish, so it means kavul shisha, mashaik, when it says but it's only one. Now in Rashi it can't be, so that the Rebbe says in the pnim, the reasons why in Rashi it's not masim, to say that that's what Rashi is coming to be shailu, but on that the Rebbe adds in R 18, vazo hepach dasa Rashi. Alashas. So no, it's not really a kasha. In other words, Rashi alashas doesn't have to mamish be masim with Rashi alachomish, but it's shver to say that Rashi over here is kilo bavarning that you would learn this pshat. How? Why would you learn this pshat? L'chura Rashi holds in shas that bad also means sheish, also means that it's shazu sheish. So mele, that's another, it's the Rebbe doesn't say it in the pnim, but in the hara, the Rebbe, that's another yisod to say that that's not what Rashi is coming to be shel. So, Bekitzer, where we're holding right now is The question is, what's the chiddush of Rashi? What's the chiddush of Rashi? That was the question number one. That Lechura, the Pashtus HaPosik, says clearly that he wears four begadim. So what's this Lashon Magid, which sounds like Rashi is telling us something which doesn't say in the Pashtus HaKsuvim? And then there was also the Shailas, which the Rebbe finished off in Siv Beis, that when he says that he wears Ela Barbo, Kikain Hedid, Vekulin Shalbutz. So Barbo, Lechura, the Pasik says Barbo. What's this Negev, the Kikain Hedid? And also, what's the Vekulin Shalbutz? Lechura, it says Befurish in the Pasik. So we're up to Siv Hey. Is there Biur Bazeh? Rashi Kumfa Emferin, Ashaila, Vostelzich in Pasik. Favosh date od der Pasik, Vegnovishes Abgodim, Bemokim Zeh. Lechurot is gedarf shtein other far ala avedus v'korbanus from the mkein gadol b'yema kiburim. No, no, it was in the Friedrichan Pasik. Before, the Pasik speaks about b'zeis yavayaran lakedir b'far ben boker l'chatos. Before he speaks about the par ben boker l'chatos v'ayla oylo, it should have said the begodim that he's wearing. Other nogdim b'der Pasik grechen t'uis the ala avedus v'seret gedarf ton zayindik ongeton in the begodim. So lechurot, I mean, it's like the Pasik starts off and then the Pasuk tells us the begodim he wears, and then the Pasuk continues in the Avedis, which he does. So Lechura, why is the begodim coming in the middle? That's the question. Now, from them, but the Teira Zog, them tzivu yidog gleich, no dem Pasuk b'zeis gamer, b'far ben boker l'chatas v'ayla ela. So the first thought that a person thinks is, volt me b'pashas gilernt, adi arbo begodim, Tuteron nor by the par ben boker lechatas vayleila zayindik the kabbonis hamiyuchadim loy b'yema kippurim. There were two kabbonis that he brought b'yem kippur, special kabbonis, not regular kabbonis. B'zeis yavi arna lakedish b'far ben boker lechatas vayleila, and these are the ayleila shalei, the boker shalei, and memela. So could be there would be like a svara when you're learning the pasuk and trying to think, why is these begodim are being mentioned over here? Because the begodim are being mentioned, b'nigeh, the par ben boker l'chatas v'ayleila, that would be the svarer yishenu. Aber, but that's not true. Aber from the psukim v'ayter is klor, as a losei, which is der ayleila, v'ert geton an ander begodim. Because it says, v'lovish is begodim, v'dos mein d'shmein begodim, sh'evet b'em kolim eis hashana. So the Pasuk clearly writes that the Elosei, which is part of those two karbonos, in other words, b'zeis yaviyaran alakedir b'far ben boker l'chatas v'ayla ela. And then he starts writing the begodim that he wears, the ksenis bat kedish yilbosh. And then later on it says clearly, v'lovish is begodim, and he does the Elosei. So it means this oila, which this Pasuk is talking about, is not with the dalit begodim. That's number one. And beis, ad the ala avedis, b'zei Elosei, which is the Shnei Siri Yizim L'chatos, when Adas B'nei Yisrael, and Avedis Akteiris, was veren uizgerechnet noch unser Pasuk, darfen er geton veren in the Abba Abgadim. So in other words, in that Pasuk is clear that later on, when he's about to do Eilosei, so then he puts on the Shmein Abgadim. So Kitzur, so Eilosei is not with the Dalet Abgadim, it's with the Shmein Abgadim. And since he puts on the Shmein Abgadim by Eilosei, which means that when he brings the Shnei Seirim, all the Avedis with the Shnei Seirim was done taka with Big Delovan. So Mele, it's Hodra Kusha L'duchta. So Anachamol, we're reading a Pasuk, and we're seeing over here, the Pasuk starts off, B'zeis Yaviyarna L'Kedesh B'far Ben Boker V'Ayla, and then it tells you about the B'godim, Ksenis Bat Kedesh Yilbosh, and then tells you about other Avedis. So the first thought would be is, that the Dalet B'godim is a special din, but again, these two Avedis. That would be the first thought. But the Mice is, when you read the Psukim Vaita, you see clearly not like that. First of all, you see that Oilosei is taka not done with Dalet B'godim. And secondly, you see that not only the Par was done with Dalet B'godim, the Par Ben Boker was taka done with Dalet B'godim, but not only the Par, the Shnei Seirim and the Keteris, there was other Avedis that were also done with Dalet B'godim. So what's Pshat? The Riber is Rashi Mefarish, Magid she'enei mishamish lefnim b'shmeine begodim shu mishamish ben b'chutz chulu. So Rebbe is being medayik over here on the word enei mishamish lefnim b'shmeine begodim shu mishamish ben b'chutz, which means aval pi as pashtes akosiv is l'chure mashma as nigeh tzudi beide korbonis was werden gesagt in der Friedeke Pasik, Seider Chatos and Seider Elo. That would be the first thought when you're reading the Pesukim, before you read the Vayter Dike Pesukim, is the Pirish Nitazeh. Because we see clearly, and later on we see that the Pirish Nitazeh. So what's Taka the Pshat? So now again, we're trying, now we have to understand, so why does Taka, these Begodim come here in middle? In other words, we're in the middle of the Aveda, B'zeis Yov Yaren Al HaKedesh, and we're going to say more in Yonim, and Mita Mol, and Mitten, this is mentioned of Ksenus Bat Kedesh Yilbush, the Pirish Nitazeh, nor der Pasuk kommt zu sagen, as einei mishamish lifnim b'shmeine begodim shemishamish ben b'chutz. Und der Eile Eile doch akrevasi b'chutz. So in other words, b'zeis Yov Yaren Al HaKedesh, so we're talking about the Yov Yaren Al HaKedesh, we're talking about coming in l'kedesh. So eina chinami, it's mentioned also Eile Eile devaila. But the Ika point over here is b'zeis Yov Yaren Al HaKedesh, and behamshich to the Yov Yaren Al HaKedesh, over there is the mention of the Dalut Begodim. So on one end, we're saying that only the Inyanim of Bifnim is Dalut Begodim. Uli idach, the Aleph Aitid Dika Avedis, the Hazoyis Adam from the Shnei Siriizim and the Kteiris, the Chalz Bifnim, other Tzerech Pnim, so notice, it's not Mamish Bifnim, but it's because it's being done in the Azorah, but it's Tzerech Pnim. Memele, Veren Zegeton and Darbob God. So notice, again, so we're reading the Pasuk, and there's the mistake you could make reading the Pasuk, the Pashtus, that this din of the Dalut Begodim is only a din legeh these two Avedas. But Lepel, it's not true. You're going to see in Surah. You'll read Vayter the Chumash, you'll see it's not true. So Rashi right away, Bavorans, you should know that we're not talking about these Begodim weren't for these two Avedas. What Pshad? Because one of these two Avedas, Taka warrant, wasn't with the Begodim. Because the Elase wasn't with the Begodim because it was Bechutz. And other Avedis were with the Begodim, the Shnei Seirim and the Kteiris. So what's the Nekuda? The Nekuda is that this Pasuk is coming because we're talking about Zeis Yovi Arna Lakedish, so we speak about the Begodim. Und das Gufe der Tam, but der Inyan Abgodim, Shtei Davke, Do, Nochem Pasuk, Zeis Yovi Arna Lakedish, Gamer, Nit Freer, Far Ale Karbonis, und nicht später beim Sehen von den Kabbalas am Yuchadim von Yom HaKippurim. So why Taka? So now we understand why Taka, the Pasuk comes in the middle. So L'chura, Pashtus, you're talking about the Begodim. Either the Begodim should be spoken about before the Avedis, or the Begodim should be spoken about after Avedis. Mit dem zog der Pasuk, at the Levisha from the fear Begodim is nit mitzad Avedis Hayem for Yom HaKippurim. Snapshot, the Avedis Hayem Yom Kippurim is Matzich Dalut Begodim. Nor Mitzad Bezeis Yovei Arna Lakedish. Which means the Chiddush from Yom Kippur is the Shimush Befnim. The Shimush Befnim can it Zayin Mishmein Begodim. Shumishtamish Ben Bachutz. But thus meant the Be'ikr, when he says Shumishtamish Ben Bachutz, means Be'ikr nid the Shimush from Kol Yimei Sachel. When he says that he does with Dalut Begodim and not with the Shmein Begodim Shumishtamish Ben Bachutz, he doesn't mean because in Yom Kippur itself, there were things that he did with Shmein HaBegodim. And amongst those things is the Elasei, which it says in that Pasuk. So the Rashi is telling us, you should know that this Pasuk that's coming here, Mitten Derin, as they started already speaking about the Aveda, and then going to speak about the Aveda. And Lechure, Mita Mol, the Pasuk says, B'zeis Yov Yaren Al HaKedesh. So the reason, not Bezeis, Bezeis is talking about the Korbanos, but Ksenis Bat Kedesh Yilbosh, because the Pasuk is coming to tell us that Avedas Pnim has to be with Dalut Begodim. So Mel, we just spoke about Yovi Arna LaKedesh. We spoke about the Yovi Arna LaKedesh. So the Yovi Arna LaKedesh should be Ksenis Bat Kedesh Yilbosh. So it's not talking about the Korbanos, it's talking about so if it would have said before the Korbanos, after the Korbanos, you could have thought that the din of the Begodim is a din of Avedis Hayim. Masha'inke now, that it says in middle, and it says behemshech to B'zeis Yov Yaren Al HaKedesh, over there it says Ksenis Bat Kedesh Yilbosh, so we understand that the din of the Begodim is a din in Knisa L'Pnim, in Avedis Pnim. Knisa L'Pnim, and so we'll learn that the Iker Inyan HaKapara is really the Knisa L'Pnim. That's the Iker So that's the Nekudas Advarim over here. That's like the first Chiddush over here in Pshat. In other words, there was a Kasha again. So let's go over again. So we have And then we have Ksenius Bat Kedesh Yilbosh, and then there's other Yonim of Aveda. So the first thought would be, if you read the first pasuk, so it sounds like that the din of Ksenius Bat Kedesh is going on these korbanos, and that's why it says right here. But that's not true, because we see Behemshir that it's not true. So what is true? What's true is that these begodim on the ger to going inside. So since it says b'zeis yov yarn lakedish, so tak it says b'zeis yov yarn lakedish b'far ben boker lechatus v'ayla ela. But over here with Behemshir, the ksenis bat kedish is not coming to the ayla ela, or even b'neger the par lechatus. The ikar is coming. That's saying b'zeis yov yarn lakedish when he's going in b'fnim. So the b'fnim has to be dafka with the dalad degod. That's what Rashi is learning. Al pizza. So that's the chiddush here in pshat. That in other words, there would be what we would normally think pshat and posik, but that can't be pshat and posik because we see the hamshach. And then what Rashi is telling us pshat and posik is that this negeh tavedus b'fnim. Now pizza. Bert veremfert atmiya, was Rashi bavornt nit akashe bepshutish on mikra. What's the tmiya? Vibaldas ein katege nasa saneger, and that's the reason why you don't use the big dizov bifnim. And the ribetar the king god on the mishamers and the big dizov. If he kumtis as bechutzola yem mishamers and the big dizov. There was asking akashe. Chura ein katege nasa saneger. We're in kippur, so. So we need a saneger, and you lupel, you're using big days off. You're not bifnim, but you're bachutz. So why isn't there a problem of ein katei genasa saneger on Yom Kippur, even bachutz? B'nigeetz avedis kein god l'b'chol yimei sashon afilu v'nertut en aveda v'od isinyon is kapor v'od migi kent emferen as ein katei genasa saneger zok menor Yom Kippur v'am kol inyon is in dem tog is kishmei kippurim. Und der Fahr darf der Aveide von dem Tag sein mit der Zehiris Miuchedes nicht geben kinnert von einem von Katege. So to ask why does the Kohen Gadol all year use Big Day Zov is not a kasha. Because the answer is that this union of Ein Katege Nasa Saneger, the union of Saneger, the union of Kapora, we're talking about the Kapora, which is a day which Kol Inyoni is Kapora. Mashiach, the fact that other days, even if he's doing a Chatos, he's doing something which is connected to Kapora, so there wouldn't be a problem of Ein Katege Nasa Saneger. Aber bin ich eher Aveda von Yom Kippur Atzmei in nicht verstandig. Die ganze Aveda von Yom Kippur sei Aveda von Pnimus, sei Aveda von Chutz, hat nicht gedacht sein, bin Big Dizov. That's a kasha the Rebbe is asking, that Lechura, a person could ask, that we have a rule, Ein Katege Nasa Saneger, and here the King God was going ahead, and is doing the Aveda von Yom Kippur, the whole Aveda von Yom Kippur is, and you have Kippurim, and you have Kapara, and as the Rebbe brings, in order 23, where he before is v'chipper ba'day ba'adom al zeh shviyotze v'asay seilotze v'esay l'som. So we're talking about elotze v'esay l'som, which is done b'chutz, and over there it says clearly v'chipper ba'day v'adom v'al kol ayim b'chlal. It says k'bayim azayi chaper aleichem. So the whole aveda of Yom Kippur is in Yom Kippur. If the whole aveda of Yom Kippur is in Yom Kippur, so how is it that the kippur of Yom Kippur can be done with big days off? Is there beer was ungedited, and then but the pasuk zok sein is bad kum behemshich zum pasuk b'zeisi aviyan. So now this pasuk over here, which the sein is bad is coming in the middle of the pasuk, not in the middle of the pasuk, but in the middle of the seder halavisha, and the pshat of that pasuk is like the Rebbe just said pshat and Rashi. That the Iker Inyan of the Dalit, the Godim, and not wearing Big Dizov, is when you're going in Bifnim, it's not because it's the Aveda which is connected to Kapora, it's the going in Bifnim which is connected to Kapora. Nachamo. Is the beer b'ze ungedited in them, but their posik sein is bad gamer, kum behemshech, so posik b'ze siyav yarn gamer. Duch magdim zain glach b'tchilas avedes yim akipurim, di verte b'ze siyav gamer, b'far gamer, learn to their posik. At the nekuda fun yema kipurim is near the avedas hayem. It's a chiddush. Normally you'd say there's aveda in kippur and the aveda has to be befnim. Like the befnim is a tnai in the aveda. Here the Rebbe is saying nochmer, a different knech. Learns us the pasuk at the nekuda for him and kippurim is not the avedus ayin. Neriyave aren el akedush. The knisa lekedush hakadoshim. The knisa lekedush hakadoshim. And thus bring the kapara shleim kippurim. The fact that Aaron goes into the kedush hakadoshim. Nor bechdei the knisa lekedush lozayin beyazdar to zayin. Darf zi zayin bezeis. Efodne zich fashidner korbanis. Va'avedus sai befnim sai bechutz. So that's a very different way of understanding. The way you learn Poshib Shad is the Aveda Vim Kippur is the Mechaper. And Elamai, certain Avedas have to be done Bifnim. So the Rebbe is asking, with Aveda Vim Kippurim is Mechaper, and certain Avedas have to be done Bifnim, but the Avedas which is done Bechutz is also Mechaper. And since the Aveda that is done Bechutz is also Mechaper, so the Chura, that also should be the Din of Enkatega Nasa Sanega. That was the Kasha. The other saying, no, the Ikka Nekuda of Enkatega Nasa Saneger is in the going in Bifnim. The going in Bifnim, that's the Knisa Lakedesh HaKadoshim, does bring the Kapar Shem Mikburim. That's the Lashon in the Keta we just learned. Does bring the Keta, does bring the Kapara. And the fact that it brings the Korbanis is only a din in the Knisa. B'meile Fashtandik. At the Bavarnish from Enkatega Nasa, but Taneger is Beikar in the Ort from Kapora, the Yema Kippurim, in the Raveda Bifnim. So that also explains the Zaitik Ishaila. But I'll call upon the Nakuda of what we're learning over here is that the way Rashi is seeing in the fact that Ksenis Bat Kedish says a mitten the Aveda, because the Ksenis Bat Kedish is not a din in Aveda, it's a din in the Knisa Bifnim. It's a din in Knisa Bifnim. So when the Pasuk says, so when we speak about Yovi Arna Lakedish, so over here it says Ksenis Bat Kedish Yidbush. So it's a din in the Knisa Lakedish. On that the Rebbe's Mamshech Siv Zayin, Vibald as late Pirush Rashi, in the Chiddush from Pasik Ksenis Bat Gamer, in the Shlila, Abifnim Terminate Mishamer Zayin with the Big Dizov, while in Kateger Nasek Saneger. So notice, really, the point of the pasuk is not so much the fact that you're wearing these dalut begadim and that you're wearing these dalut begadim and what kind of dalut begadim you're wearing, but rather lechura the fact that you're not allowed to wear big these off. Is not glatik? Is not glatik? What's not glatik? Says Azay. When we learn the pesukim and parsha tzitzava zetman, the gedel azahiras v'darv zayin balavishas abgadim. Kedei the avedas ol geton veren anefim fun lechaved ulusifaris. Biz as amishamish mechusa begodim bemisa. So when you learn Parshas Tetzaveh, you see the importance of the begodim, and you see also that amishamish mechusa begodim is bemisa. Now here we're learning a pesmit amol that mitzad en kateg enase saneger. So he's going in to the kedush hakadoshim without those shmeida begodim. So that is asking, as I felt, you know, we're talking about something so fundamental that the big kuhuna gdela, the big kuhuna bechlau was lechavad l'sefaris, the kuhuna gdela was an extra lechavad l'sefaris, like you said in the Hara before. And now mitamol, it comes in Kippur, so we're going to be missing out in this inyan of the king gdela, which is lechavad l'sefaris. Why? Because of the zaitik problem of enkatega nasa neger. Hein vi kumtes at zuliv enkatega nasa saneger zol de ken godel nid zayn beshleimus lakavad el sefaris afil in itrogen the full misper godin karag. The Rebbe says that it's a modna maisa. It's modna. Now, on one hand, we learned already in Parshat Tetzaveh the importance of the begodim, and that the begodim are lakavad el sefaris. And now, mitamol, we're learning that when you go in lefnim, you don't wear dalet begodim. What's pshat? What's pshat? Why you're not wearing shmeina begodim? That's the ikar point. The ikar point of Ksenis Bat Kedish Yilbas Michnas Evad is saying not the other begodim. Why? Because Enka Tega Nasa Saneger. Because of Enka Tega Nasa Saneger, so you're going to missing the cover of the Sefaris. And the Rebbe is like airing as a knetch in the Shaila. V'yesh lehesef. Volt min gelaren tabi em akipurim. Hot adin mi yuchid binige bigdi kuhuna. At the king God will daft trogen an ander sug begodim. Welches miyuchad liyem akipurim is nit as a kosher. Later on, the Rebbe is going to bring shittas Rambam that the Rambam holds like there's three types of begodim. There's the big day kain hedyet, and there's the big day kain godel, and the big day kain godel is two types of big day kain godel. So the passage, if you learn that, There's two types of big dikei gadol. There's this type of big dikei gadol. This big dikei gadol. There's nishtas shishver. The kishavi b'chol meis hashana a teira angezok tadin from shemayna begadim to a kein gadol. But as a teira angezok tadin from dalav begadim yuchad niyema kipurim. Whereas the knetch over here is not what you don't wear. The knetch is what you do wear. What you wear over here is dalav begadim. Vibaldo baraz litrashi in the dokin din v'chidish miyuchid in the dalav begadim was the kein gadol trucked. Says nor faranan iser in trogn big dizoviyem akipurim. So over here is not so much telling what you should wear; really, it's telling you what you shouldn't wear. Vertikasha sof sof kum tuis ader ken gadol davke biyem akipurim mekilu ve'amchos begadim. So I was asking havonas advarim. It seems like a shaila in havonas advarim that lechuretz psamod demaisa that the ken gadol, which normally has to wear shmeina begadim and those shmeina begadim are lechavet l'sefaris. So when it comes in Kippur, he's not wearing those Shmein HaBegadim because of a Zaytig reason of Enkategen Asas HaNegel. That's the Shaila, which is Nisoyerim Pshat. Which is Nisoyerim Pshat, when Rashi starts talking, explains what's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. The Chiddush of the Pasuk is that in the Pnim, you don't wear the other Dalet Begadim. So he's saying, the Pnim, you don't wear the other Dalet Begadim, Hayitochen. The Chur, the other Dalet Begadim is Negel Lekavad HaLisifaris. And over here, you're not wearing the Dalet Begadim. The far muz Rashi bavornin, at the ken gadol trokt arbo kikain hedget. The Rebbe asked before, what's in the gale of the arbo kikain hedget? We see that the ken gadol wears arbo. That's you count the begadim in the passing, and we know that a ken hedget wears arbo. So maybe we can figure out that it's kikain hedget. The Rebbe is saying it's not that pshat. He's not just telling you that he's wearing four. You should know a ken hedget also wears four, and he's like a ken hedget. The word is the gather of the four is like a gather of four of a ken hedget. The far muzrashi bavarna te ken godl trok tarbo ki ken hedit. Those who the ken godl trok befnim nor arbob godim is neither pshat as a trok fear fun zayna acht begodim. Is kilu he bamas he's a ken godl and a ken godl has shmeina begodim. But since over here there's a problem of enkategenasana kat, so me may look four of the begodim come off. If that's the case, so it comes out he's missing his begodim. So no. Pshat is, these are four begodim of a kain hedit. In neither pshat as their trucked fear from zayna acht begodim, nor as demult is a mishamish ve a kain hedit, was misme begodim, and mulchatchil arbo. So in other words, a kain hedit is taka his lekovel l'sevaris is four. A kain godl is his lekovel l'sevaris is eight. And on Yom Kippur, when he goes in befnim, so then his misper begodim is four. Some pshat, it's four out of the eight. His mitzvah begadim is four, and it's kikain hedjit. So that's what he adds by kikain hedjit. Because if he wouldn't add kikain hedjit, the shaila comes out that we're taking away four from the eight of the kain gadol. Mashenke by adding kikain gadol, kikain hedjit was saying no. His four is four. His mechatchila four, four. Now on that, and Rashi also adds v'kulin shel butz. And also the question is, l'chura, you read the pasuk, you know it's kulin shel butz. What is Rashi adding? V'kulin shel butz. Der mit vet meneich fashtein, der siyum loshen Rashi v'kulin shel butz. What does Rashi want? Kavanas Rashi is nit nor zu madgi sein, adid dalet begodim sein, and nit kenin shel kateger v'baldas kulin shel butz. Because that's obvious, that says in the pasuk. Nor dos is eich ha-teisus raya, ad shimush befnim b'yem ha-kipurim is kikein hedj. So in other words, the question is, Azay, the Kohen Gadol goes in, the Kohen Gadol normally wears Shmeina Begod. On Yom Kippur, when he goes in Befnim, he wears Dalet Begod. And we're learning over here that you could learn two ways. You could learn the Pshat is that he's the four of his Begodim he's not wearing. Or the Pshat is no, he's the Psanudin, that he's wearing four Begodim. It's not Pshat, the four of his Begodim he's not wearing. He's right now, Loivish Kikoyin Hedjet, and Mimele, he wears four begodim. Now the question is, are these four begodim the exact begodim like the four begodim that a Kohen Gadol wears all year? If they're the exact begodim like the Kohen Gadol wears all year, so then there's a mokim to say, that he's only wearing four of the regular begodim. He has eight begodim, and he's only wearing four of those eight begodim. But if these four begodim that he's wearing now in Lefnim, are not the same like the four begodim of the four of the eight that he wears all year, but it's rather similar to a Kain Hedget. So then that proves that these four begodim is not left over from the eighth begodim of the Kain Gadol, but rather the four begodim Kain Hedget. Now what's the Shaila? The Shaila is, I mean, the Ksenes and the Mechnasayim and the Mitznefes were all made out of boots and made out of Pishtan. What about the Avnate? The Avnate. So the question is, the Avnate, so the Rebbe will speak about whether the Avnate was also made out of, in other words, is the Avnate that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur the same Avnate that he wore all year, or it's a different Avnate? It's a different Avnate. Just to point out again that in Sif Zayin, the Rebbe Nemzon B'Pshitos, Vibalda's late Pirush Rashi, in the Chiddush from Posik, Ksenes Bat Kedish, in the Shlila, Abifnim, Zomenit Mishamer Zayin Midibigdizov. So the Rebbe is doing Yonim work together. In other words, on one hand, it's not a Din and Aveda. It's not a Din and Aveda. It's not Pshat that this Aveda is supposed to be with Bigdiz Lovan. The word is Bifnim. Is supposed to be Big Dilovin, and the Nekudas Advarim is that Bifnim has to be Big Dilovin and not Big Dizov. See, after I know this, the Bifnim has to be Big Dilovin and not Big Dizov. That's the Iker. The Iker is that these four Begodim and not Big Dizov. That's the Nekudas Advarim. Now, Bechlau, when the Rebbe was Mechadish, this word in Pirush Rashi, that the Iker is the Knisa Bifnim. It's not the Aveda. It's like a also Yisod over here. Is the Pshat is that the gather of the Dalit Begodim is a din in the Aveda, or is it a din in the Knisa Befnim? And the Rebbe says, Faked, the Rebbe says more that the Iker Kapara comes through the Knisa Befnim, and the Avedas, which is only to be able to get you into Befnim. So on that, the Rebbe brings in the Ora 25, when the Rebbe mentions this word, that the Iker is the Befnim, he says, L'hoir, miyuman nuna, I'm sorry, in the Ora 24, Lahor mi beizadeis biyuma samach reisha mit beiz. Rabbi Yehuda savar mokim shemischapim be pamachs bashona. Rabbi Nechanya savar dvarim amischapim be pamachs bashona. So over there, the Gemara brings a machlekes. Gemara brings a machlekes to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechanya. The din is azay. The things that were done the big day lovan is negeah that it says chuka, since the lashon chuka seilam. So mele we learn out that it has to be done dafka la seder. Dafka la seder. So over there there's a machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda says, it says as a, let the brayser says, kol ma'aseh yom kippurim ha'omer ala seder. Im higde ma'aseh l'chaveri le'osa klum. So the ma'aseh yom kippurim has to be done ala seder. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, ei masai bedvarim hanasim bebigdi lovim bebefnim. Aval dvarim hanasim bebigdi lovim bebachutz. Im higde ma'aseh l'chaveri ma'aseh osui. So even if you're doing it by Big Dilovin, but if the Big Dilovin is not Befnim, it's Bechutz, so that's not Negea Dala Seder. Rav Nechemya Eimer, no, Bamedvar Mamurim, Bedvar Manasim Big Dilovin, Beim Befnim, Beim Bechutz. Aval Bedvar Manasim Big Dizov, Me Bechutz, Masha Osu Osu. So it's Machleik is Rav Yehuda and Rav Nechemya, the Dvar Manasim Big Dizov, Be Big Dilovin rather, Bechutz, whether over there Seder is also Leikuva. Now that Omer Rabbi Yechonon, Ushneim mikra echadorsha. They both learned it from the same pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'hoisa zois lochem l'chukas elam achas bashana." So that's the pasuk. So Rabbi Yehuda savar mokim shemiskaprim beipam achas bashana. The ikar is the mokim shemiskaprim be. And Rabbi Nechemya savar dvarim amiskaprim beipam achas bashana. So those things that you do bachutz, but they don't be big deal of them because they're the special avedas in Yom Kippur. So over there, it's also going on. It's not a get where you're doing it. The Iker is the Aveda, which the Dvarim Shemiskapram Bemachas Bashana. Masha'enkin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Mokim Shemiskapram Bemachas Bashana. That's a Machlekes. So it's really a Machlekes, Benigeya, if you were Mashana, the Seder HaAvedas, the Sham Seder HaAvedas, Bedvarim Shenasim Bachutz Bebigdilovin, whether or not it's Leikuva. But the Loshna given the Gemara, the Rabbi Yechon explains that the Shaila is the Knech over here, the Mokim Shemischapram Bey? In other words, there's a din of Chukas, is there a din of Mokim Shemischapram Bey? Or is Dvarim Shemischapram Bey? So the Rebbe is bringing out over here that's similar to what the Rebbe is saying over here. The Rebbe is saying over here that the Iker is the going in. But if the Iker is going in, so the Iker is the Mokim Shemischapram Bey. Because the Iker is the going in, that's the Miskaper, that's the Iker of Yom Kippur, the going in. Masha'inkin, if the Iker is the Aveda, and it's the Aveda L'Tzeirach Pnim, so Memele, it's Dvarim Shemiskaper Be'am, L'Chura Dat, so the Rebbe is being, the Rebbe is not saying clearly that this is Machlekes, because L'Peil is going to come out L'Chura Machlekes Rashi in the Rambam, is going to come out Machlekes Tanoim. But the Rebbe is saying L'Hoyer, that there's two deis, if it's the Nekuda, is the Mokim Shemiskaper Be, or the Dvarim Shemiskaper Be, which is L'Chura Meshach Shaychi to what we're learning over here. Rebbe is Mamshech in the Pnim Hazeh. Wegen dem Avnit shel Aaron steht in Parshas Pkudei as er gemach geworden von Shei Shmoshzor us Cheles vi Argomon vi Sila Ashoni Meiser Reikim. So the Avnit of Aaron was made clearly out of Sheish, also with Cheles and also with Semer. In Parshas Tetzave, wo steht der Tzive Fasiles Begodim, steht nor ad der Avnit av Zayin Meiser Reikim. Sagt aber nicht dabei, von welchem Min oder Minim wird gemacht. So over there it doesn't say clearly that there was also Tzemer. Masha'inkin ba'asiyas begodim im Pkudei steht, as avneti shel Aaron ken godel igiven fundi Minim anal. So it says clearly that the avnet of the ken godel was made out of Pishton plus Tzemer. So mail now comes out that the avnet that Aaron wore, the Ken Gadol wore on Yom Kippur, which was only made out of Pishton, is obviously not the avnet that he wore. Is not the avnet that he wore all year. It's not the avnet he wore all year. So you can't really say that Keilu four of the begodim he's not going to wear, and the rest of the begodim he's going to wear his old begodim. You know, Keilu Ken Gadol normally wears all year eight begodim, or Bachutz he wears eight begodim. And Bifnim, he wears four out of those eight begodim. The four begodim that he's wearing Bifnim aren't the same begodim of those four that he wears Bachutz. Because Bachutz, he wears an Avnet, which has Semer in it. Masha'inkin over here, he's wearing only Pishton. Kum tuis, as Avnet shel Aaron is nit nor fum bad. Hein vizog der posik ob adnik bad yagir, id der fum gedrungen. And the begodim zayne need the big the king godel, but the zayne narbo kikain hedjet. I why kikain hedjet? Now the question is a kikain hedjet wear only a avnet shel bad all year? And Rashi nemtom b'pshut tishamikra. That's not so poshut. Rashi nemtom. Rambam learns not like that. And Rashi nemtom b'pshut tishamikra. A does with the posik tilt uis avnet shel arn in parshas gudei. When the mantni the avnetim from bonof. Chodz dorten gufer der man der posik der andere gimul begodim from bnei aron is while der posik read dort dafke wegen avnet shalan. So in Parshas Pkudei, where it says clearly that the avnet was made out of pishton and tzemer, is taka according to Rashi only bnei aron. Masha'inkin the avnetim from bnei aron zayin gemach givon andish blaze from bad. Mele according to Rashi is it's the pshat that I say he wore the dalit begodim. And the kulon shel boots, they were all made of boots. So that brings out that since they were all made out of boots, they were obviously not the four begodim of four left over of his eight. Because his eight, the four that were left over of his eight, the avnet would have been made out of tzemer. So elamai, so what's this? These four begodim? So these four begodim are four bedum of a kain hedjet. Because according to Rashi, a kain hedjet wore an avnet shel pishton, Avnit shel Pishton, and Memela, when he wore on Yom Kippur, Avnit shel Pishton, so Memela came out that he was Kibig the Kain God. So he says in Ha'arah 36, the Gemara, Plukta b'Avnit shel Kain Hedjet. The Amis is a Plukta b'Negei Avnit shel Kain Hedjet, if it was made out of Semer as well, or it was only made out of Pishton. And La'alocha Pasek HaRambam, the Rokum B'Tzemer, that Avnet Shel Kain Hedjet is Rokum B'Tzemer. So according to the Rambam, Be'emes, since Lepel, the Avnet of Yom Kippur, was an Avnet that was made out of Pishton alone, so you can't say that this Avnet is Kibig the Kain Hedjet, because a Kain Hedjet doesn't wear an Avnet of Pishton alone. So Bikitzer. So the Nekudas HaDvarim is of this Rashi, this whole Arichos of Rashi, Barbo, Kain Hedjet, V'Kulon, Shel Boots. So Rashi is saying, why is Rashi saying Barbo Shel Kain Hedjet? He's trying to explain why vi kumtis that Ein Kategen Asas Aneger should justify to take away some of the begodim. The answer is, if the pshat would be that the Kohen Gadol be'emes is wearing his regular Kohen Gadol dika begodim, but four of it is missing. So then you then stuck a shayla hitochen. Ain't kategen asa saneger is going to make that he shouldn't wear the eighth begodim. Mashenken, if you're saying that he's wearing our boshel kikain hedyet, pshat is he has a new din today. In other words, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he goes in Bifnim, so a din in Bifnim, going in Bifnim, so when he goes in Bifnim, so over there, there's a din that he wears Kekein Hedyet. And therefore, it's a Chathchila din of Arba. Where do we see this Hadgosha, this Kekein Hedyet? Because it's Bekulin Shel Butz. In other words, the Kohen Gadol's Gartel, his Gartel is made out of Tzemer as well. And Mimele, today it's all only Shabbos. So if he comes to only Shabbos, so you can't say that the four that he's wearing are left over from the eight. Because this Gartel was different. So Mimele, you have to say the Pshat is Fakert, that the Pshat is, that now he has a din of a Kain Hedit. And a Kain Hedit wears Shabbat. That's Vikulun Shabbos. The Vikulun Shabbos is a proof that the Arbo is Kikain Hedit. That could only be according to Rashi, which Rashi learns that the Kikain Hedit all year wears Taka, a Gartel of Pishton. Mashaikir, according to the other Shitas, and that's the Shita of the Rambam, that the Kikain Gadol Taka wears a whole year, the Kikain Hedit wears a whole year a Gartel, which is made out of Tzemer, Merukim B'Tzemer, so in Melus, obviously, it's not Big the Kikain Hedit. It's the four, it's not Big the Kikain Hedit. That's the Nukudis Advar. Seif Tes, V'yesh Leimar, Adosis fun din yonim ufloim al derech halacha shebepirish Rashi. Rashi is mechulik bint Rambam in dem geder fun big dekein gadol b'yem HaKippurim. So there's a din of big dekein gadol b'yem HaKippurim, and there's the begodim that he wears b'chutz, and there's the begodim that he wears b'fnim. And there's a chiluk in the Geder Hadvarim between the Rambam and Rashi. The Rambam zogt, Big Day Kuhuna Shleisha Minim. There's Big Day Kain Hedyet, and then there's Big Day Zohav or Big Day Lovam. So there's three types of begodim. There's the Big Day, the Big Day Kain Hedyet, and then there's the Big Day Kain Godel, which are made out of Zohav, and then there's Big Day Lovam. Three types of begodim. The Shitas HaRambam, Zayin the Big Day Lovam Shem Kippurim, Anander Min Begodim. Nitasan Iser Tzutrogen Big Day Zohar Befnim, Memele Bleiben Bayim Iber Nor Fear Fun Zayinah Acht Begodim. That's not the Pshat. That's not the Pshat that he doesn't wear four of the eight Begodim. But rather, it's a new din. There's a new din Begodim, and that din is the din of Dalet Begodim. Nor says Adriter Min Begodim. It's a new type of beged. Atke dekach, that brings in order 38, that the Ramban, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, suggests that according to the Rambam, there should be a separate din, the dasi of those begodim. Yes, makshul, das Rambam shom, the hoya roi, shetimone mitzvahs, big day love, miyim ha-kippurim, mitzvah acheres. In other words, why? Because according to the Rambam, staka new din. There's a din of big day hedyet, and there's the din of Big Day Kain Gadol and the Big Day Kain Gadol Gufa. There's the Big Day Zov and the Big Day Lov. That's according to the Rambam. Rashi is medayik as befnim daf mishamish zayin in arbo kikain hedit kenal barucha. He doesn't say there's a new din begodim. In other words, according to the Rashi, he's being mishamish befnim kikain hedit. So this is a psachilik in the Havanas Hadvarim. According to Rashi, there's two din begodim. There's din Big Day Hedyet and Big Day Kain Gadol. And normally a Kain Gadol wears Big Day Kain Gadol, but on Bifnim he wears Big Day Hedyet. And according to the Rambam, there's three types of begodim. There's Big Day Hedyet, and there's Big Day Kain Gadol, and a Big Day Kain Gadol. Gufa, there's two types of Big Day Kain Gadol. That's one chiluk. Al derech zeh zatmei dem chiluk from Rashi mit Rambam in the chiluk from Big Day Lov and the Nochanya. The Rambam zogt, as avedes hamiyuchodes liyem zeh bebig diloven. So according to the Rambam, big diloven is adin and avedes hayem. The Rebbe was medayik earlier in Rashi that the gather of big diloven is adin in going into the bifnim, the bezeis yavi aron al hakedush. The ikur was the zeis yavi aron al hakedush. The Rambam, the Lashon HaRambam is avedes hamiyuchodes liyem zeh bebig diloven. Big deal over is a din in a vedas hayim. Was the rinne faran a schwerigkeit. Der eile eile und der eile om is a vedas a michod is a mekipurim. Und afo pikein sein sie nicht mehr big deal over. No, the shit is a Rambam that it's a din in Avedis Hayim. So the Shaila the Rebbe asked before the Lechure and Kategen as Saneger says the Avedis Hayim. So the Lechure, these are Avedis Hayim. Rashi forbint up in the Chiyuv from Big Diloven mitten Pnim. It's not totally in Avedis Hayim. Nor in dem Ort von der Aveda. Als was werd geton in Pnim or der Alkoholpon to live Avedis Pnim, daf geton werden bei Big Diloven. From the great freers, late Rashi Pshutin Shal Mikra, the Ika Kapor of Yom Kippurim is mitzad der Knisa Lefnaya Lefnim. That's like a chidush. There's normally you learn it's the Aveda. So the Rebbe is learning, no, it's the Knisa Lefnaya Lefnim. When the Aveda Sayyim is on the blaze at Nay, Machshut to Zayn Knisa. So the Rebbe is pointing out two chilukim between Rashi and the Rambam. According to the Rambam, there's three Gdorim and Bgodim. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, there's two Gdorim and Bgodim. And the chiddush is that the Kain God will be Yom HaKippurim when he goes b'fnim. He's Kain Hedjet. That's one chiluk. And another chiluk is what's the gedder of Big Diloven? Is Big Diloven a gedder in Avedis Hayim? Or is Big Diloven a gedder in Knisa b'fnim? Now, Lechur, it's two separate machlekes. And one machlekes is B'nigeya. What's the gedder? And those, the gedder of the B'godim. Are there three Gdorim and Begodim, or two Gdorim and Begodim? And it's just that when the Kain Gadol goes in, so he has a din of a Kain Hedjet, that's according to Rashi. And according to the Rambam, there's three Gdorim and Begodim. There's the Big Day Kain Hedjet, and there's the Big Day Kain Gadol, and the Big Day Kain Gadol is, there's two types of Big Day Kain Gadol. Now that Rebbe says, Yud V'ula Yeshleimar, Adi Tzvei in Yonman, and there was these two chilukim between Rashi and the Rambam. See, Big Dilovon is an in Shlili or Darin Chiyuvi. And there was what's the gather of Big Dilovon? Means not to wear Big Dizov or an in Chiyuvi. See, Big Dilovon are verbunden with Avedis Hayim or the Meknisel of Nims and it all is Ebozel. Eben is all learned as Adin Miyuchid the Chiyuvi from Big Dilovon. Is mistaber zu sagen, ados adin and avedis hayem. Kitzu, the Rebbe is saying like this. I mean, I don't understand exactly, because lepeil it's coming out that when he goes in lefnim, he goes in the big bibgodim like a kain hedjet. But the Rebbe is learning over here still that the gather of dalet bibgodim is not to go in with big dizov, not to go in with big dizov, so not to go in with big dizov. So every single Isaiah, if the gather of the begodim is the din avedis hayim, it's the din avedis hayim. So the seichel says that the aveda, every aveda needs begodim. So which begodim do you need? You need these begodim. So for aveda, you need these begodim. Masha'ikin, if the gather of the dalet begodim is not for the aveda, but for the knisa befnim, so over there. For the Knesset Befnim, you can't go in with Big Dizov. See, even though Bahamas, the Rebbe said that he's going in like a Kain Hedjet. He's going in like a Kain Hedjet, and the Kain Hedjet, that's his Begodim. But I'll call upon him still Smudgish, the Havana, that he's not going with Big Dizov. No, come on. V'ula Yeshleimer, let's read again, Siv Yud. V'ula Yeshleimer, Adi Tzvei in Yon Manal, Tzvei Big Dilovon, is Ayin Shlili, Odra Ayin Chiyuvi. See, Big Dilovin is Ayin Shlili or the Ayin Chiyuvi. And see, Big Dilovin is Farbun mit Avedis Hayim ad Meviknisil Lefnim, Zaynetoli Zebozeh. Ebezo learn as Adin Miyuchid Vichiyuvi. As Adin Miyuchid Vichiyuvi from Big Dilovin is Mitzavet zu sagen, Ados Adin and Avedis Hayim. Sadin Farbun mit Avedis Hayim. So then it would be a din chiyuvi for him kshem vi big din kuna bechlal zayin farbun mit avedis hakeanim as zeh zeched the din miyuchet from big din loven apratin da aveda miyuchetis from dem tok eibaber the yin from big din loven is anin shlili eternit zayin be big din zov is mistaba zu zogen adir iser farbun nit mit der aveda gufe mit der mokim from der aveda was der losnit anin shal zov. So
it's not so clear, to me it's not so clear, that Lechura, why are we saying at Maskana that the gather of the big day Lavan is a gather of Shlila? I mean, the Rebbe started off that he's saying he shouldn't go in Bifnim Bibig Dizov. He shouldn't go in Bifnim Bibig Dizov. But Lepel, the Rebbe fears is that he's going in Al Sakain Hedget. He's going in Al Sakain Hedget. So in order, these are his bgadim. These are his bgadim. But our Kopon advice to is that according to Rashi, the Gedra Adin is don't go in with Big Days Off. What should you go with? You should go in with Big Day Lovin. But don't go with Big Days Off. So it's more mudgesh on the don't rather than on the do. So Mele Rebbe is saying, if it's a Gedra in the Avedis Hayim, so then it's Mistaber that the Begadim is a din in the do, not in the don't. Because the Avedis Hayim should be done with these Begadim. Even if the gather is not a gather in Avedis Hayim, but rather in the gather and going in Bifnim, so then it's Mistaber, then you can understand that the gather Advarm is don't go in Bifnim with these Begadim. Go in without these Begadim. Agam Lepel, you're going in with Begadim, and that's Kibig the Kain Hedget. Kibig the Kain Hedget. In Aveda, the Rebbe Taichazu is this Indian also. You can see the chilik in Aveda. There's a sif yudalf. From them, Pirush Rashi hotman aruis a hero in Aveda Hashem. B'shas ha'id will pale zain lifnei havaya titoru. B'negei zich u'negei atzveiten idin. Umbrengen alamin lifnei havaya nenter zum Eibishn l'teirasi u'mitzveisov. Darf er zum allem ersten wissen, aber dazu fordert sich, er soll reingehen lifnim. Nor is in order to affect the kapara, so the ikar, like the Rebbe said in Rashi, the ikar kapara is by going in lifnim. Dazu fordert sich, er soll reingehen lifnim. What does it mean, reingehen lifnim in Aveda? Er darf sich der Grundtevin, reingehen in sein Pnimis HaNefesh. Und bekehr ze dafke ken er ufton a kapore vetare im sich ne verzweit. So the touch of going in befnim, the Rebbe's touching is, as a davz of the grunt of it, he has to go in. He has to go in to himself, in sein pnim is a nefesh. That's in order to affect the kapore. Now how does a person go into pnim is a nefesh? And there are under veg. So a reingehen lefnim, is the Chzichuiz Tom L'chavadol L'sefar is the Big Dizov. The Rebbe is over here also explaining in Rashi that the gather is the not wearing Big Dizov. In other words, to go in Lefnim, you can't wear Big Dizov. The Veg to Arangin Lefnim is Dur Chuiz Tom Zayin L'chavadol L'sefar is the Big Dizov. Kol Zman Efilt Zayin L'chavadol L'sefar is Kenan it Arangin in Pnim Pnimis Hakun. So Pnimis Hakabon. In Pnim Pnim is Hakavana. So he has to go in Lefnim, and in order to go into Fnim, he can't go with Big Dizov. What's the problem with Big Dizov? So Rebbe is saying in Aveda, Big Dizov is the Lekovadul Seforis. Davke Bishase Filzav via Kain Hedyet. So here the Rebbe is like putting together the Kain Hedyet with the Shlila. In other words, he's a Kain Hedyet, he's not a Kain Godl. Kain Godl, his Lekovadul Seforis is Taka with Big Dizov. But he's a Kain Hedyet. Davke b'shas ha'filtzach v'yakein hedyet. Nid be'big dizov. Nor be'big dilov and kulon shol butz. By him is mayor der inyan apshitus. Nor there's only, butz is representing over a pishton, is white, is inyan apshitus. Does davke machtem roi tzarangi lefnim, and durch dem pale in a kapore v'tare, nit nor evzich, nor eich v'atzveiten. Biz, as v'chipper bade v'at besei, ועד כל קהל ישראל.